You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
Yeah! Welcome, everybody, to Fantasy Sports Today Overtime. Alongside Matty Medica, Jakey, the all-in kid, the number one baseball ranker. What's up, Jakey? Feel free to say hello. Jake's the best. Matty, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
I'm ready to hear these names. It's like Christmas morning.
So here's what we're going to do. This is going to be a fun show today for everyone involved. You, me, Jake, we're going to open up Topps cards. I got a box of Topps 2018 Series 1 cards. So those of you listening on the radio, don't worry. It'll be very descriptive. The whole point of this is, instead of me coming on, we're going to talk about these players that these guys are all ready to talk about. We're going to have Topps packs determine who we're talking about. I want to show off the two of you. Jake Seeley's number one ranker all baseball. I'm going to write your descriptions on things. I'm like, Matt Medica is one of the top high-stakes competitors in the country. Good?
I mean, I'll take that. I haven't won an overall, so I don't think I can go that far.
Such a humble man. Jake, how's life down in Virginia Beach?
Yeah, life down in Virginia Beach is good.
Yeah? How's the weather?
Yeah. It's actually supposed to be in like the 70s over the weekend.
Jeez. You ever been to Virginia Beach?
Yes, when I was like around 21.
It was fun?
It was a little disappointing, to be honest with you. I would go back. I think I'd enjoy it more if I went back with like a family kind of weekend with some younger nieces, nephews, stuff like that.
We just looking to tear it up. Virginia Beach? Yes. Yeah. It's like Jake every night, right? By the way, quick story. Yeah. Maddie and I went to have steak with my fantasy partner, Chris Vaccaro. And you got to see firsthand what it's like. Like, Chris is like, I'll order for the table. Porterhouse for three. I will determine the sides. I will get us the drinks. It was great. Matt got bullied out of getting a Diet Coke.
No, I don't do Diet Coke. A Coke.
Oh, yeah, your Coke. Sorry. Chris got the Diet Coke.
I did get the Coke, but I did go for another martini. The martinis were damn good, though.
I've just never seen someone waffle so much on yes or no for another martini.
Well, I figured we were eating. That's a problem.
We're having a good time.
No, we were.
And then Chris didn't kick in for the bill.
At this point in my life,
Matt wanted to buy because he had a good year in fantasy football.
And Chris already told me every time we're there.
Chris just didn't realize when the check came, we snuck our cards in. Yeah. He actually felt really bad about it.
I need to hang out with Chris and Matt more.
Jake, I got an idea for flexes here. By the way, Jake Seeley runs the Flex League, which is one of the most impressive fantasy assortments. I think everyone, you must have a partner. It's so much more fun with a partner. And
we need to get to the level where we have enough people to do that, though.
Jake, you know how many people want in Flex at this point? And you keep saying no?
No. Yeah, nice try.
Jake says no to a lot of people for Flex.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, so here's the show today. We're going to take a quick break in about 30 seconds. We're going to open up the box tops cards. We're going to start throwing out players, seeing what these guys think.
I got annoyed about that yesterday, by the way.
What, about tops cards?
No, Flex.
Oh, we got all right,
on Twitter.
We got a Jake story coming up, too. Stay tuned. This is Fantasy Sports Today Overtime with Matt Medica, Jake Seeley, and Nada DeFino. We will be right back after this.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Game time decisions.
Never apologize to Trey White of the Buffalo Bills. It's really upset me. I wish that Rob Gronkowski was going to get a concussion. He did. Then I wish he would lose the Super Bowl. He did. And the sprinkles on the Sunday cam was his house got robbed during the Super Bowl.
How the hell did this guy get robbed? He's Gronk.
He probably has an alarm system, but he was too stupid to program.
Oh, I know Gronk's code. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Even better, his code was probably just two numbers. 87.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
The Tout Wars Hour.
The founder of the NFBC, NFFC, Greg Ambrosius. Any thoughts about that? I don't think I've ever seen anybody pull double closers that early.
I haven't seen people really jumping up, though, to get other closers. I'm looking at them myself. I don't have one at this point. I'm through six rounds. But I'm not going to panic. I mean, obviously, if he's got two, I think you're going to get two. Maybe those are 15 and 14 points that are out of the way. But, hey, if I finish in the middle of the pack, I think that'll be good enough in this one.
Sundays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you. Yeah, we're back. FSTOT with Matty Medica, Jake Seeley. I'm Nando DeFino. Matty, I want you to have the honors here in front of us. We've got a Topps Baseball 2018 Series 1 just released last week. I kept it sealed so we can keep the integrity alive. Jake, you're a collector of Funko Pops. You collect baseball cards too?
Not anymore. I did when I was a kid.
Sad.
I still have all the ones that I collected. What box?
Are you excited to be? So if you're just joining us right now, what we're doing is we're going to open up some packs of Topps 2018. Whichever players come up, we're giving instant fantasy analysis on them. Go ahead, man. You're Matty Mo. You open up the first pack and then give them to me and I'll read off the names. And Jake Seeley, number one fantasy baseball ranker for 3 years in a row, I think. And Matty Medica, one of the greatest high stakes players in the world. And we got a good one to start it off with. And this is actually very close and personal to me. Zach
Jerko
Godley. No, Jed Jerko, I don't want to talk about because he's like Roster Resource has him low and it bothers me. They still have him on the bench. Like, what more does
so
Jed Jerko have to do? But I got Zach Godley. And Zach Godley was one of those guys last spring training. You talked about his MPH going up 2 miles. His velocity going up 2 miles an hour. He had good control. He's inducing ground balls and he was getting a lot of strikeouts. And I thought he'd still continue to be a secret this year, Jake, but that is not the case. Zach Godley is going very high in drafts, and I have no shot of getting him where I thought I'd be able to get him.
Well, it's because people think he's the next Robbie Ray. That's why.
But Robbie Ray had high ERAs and high whips. Zach Godley didn't have that.
Robbie Ray struck out 218 batters the last 2 years, and he pitched 160 and 175.
He still had high ERAs and whips. Throughout the minors and stuff, he still had high ERAs and whips. Zach Godley didn't have high ERAs and whips in the minors.
But the thing is, Godley gets away with the whip because he gets the people off the base. He still walks a decent amount of people. That's my concern. Like, I think the fact is you get a little bit better whip and a little bit better ERA history-wise, but you get a little bit less strikeouts. I still like Robbie Ray. I think Godley is pretty close, and he's pushing him to be the best option there. But I would still go Ray. But I think Godley is going to be a great option this year. But like you said, the bag's out on him. He's not a secret anymore.
Yeah, he's going right now since January 25th. His ADP is 130. And look,
that's nuts.
With Robbie Ray,
I mean, it's good, and I'm happy for him, but yeah. I'm personally disappointed.
And real quick with Robbie Ray, I think your expectations if you draft Robbie Ray should be like a mid-threes ERA. If he does better than that, great. Expect the mid-threes, and you're hoping you get in that circa 220 strikeouts. And that's tremendous in today's landscape. And if the whip can improve, you're asking a lot. But if it does improve, then you have a superstar if it breaks out that way. But Godley was you know, he came on the scene. It's everything you asked for, the strikeout percentage, the ground ball percentage. Towards the end, though, it did falter. His control did teeter. So, I mean, I like him. Yep. I'm not going to go crazy for him. Because I do think there are some issues still here, but he's definitely a person of interest. Definitely a guy I want to be involved with, just not over.
All right, 15-team mixed league auction. You have Yu Darvish on your staff already for $22. Zach Godley right now is at 16. Or are you saying 17?
No.
No? Where are we stopping Godley at? Like 15, 14? Is that his range
15, 16, now? No, 15, 16 I thought was good. That's actually, I thought you were going to ask me the price, and I was going to say 15, 16.
All right. All right, fair enough. So you would lose him, and I would keep Zach Godley, I guess, with my Yu Darvish.
Yeah, with my Darvish, I want somebody that's more proven. I want Darvish. If he's like,
why are you going for like a proven staff with that strategy? Because Darvish is pretty proven, right?
Yeah, no, I want Darvish. I want a two. I don't.
You know, like a boring Jeff Samardzija, something like that.
No. Samardzija. Look, I know Samardzija's thing, but Samardzija's always pitched to a 4 ERA. I know people love him. Samardzija's a guy that if it's at the right price, I like Samardzija. I think too many people like Samardzija more than me.
We got some good cards in this pack, by the way. Jake, next one up is Brett Phillips, who you must feel bad for, because there is another scenario. And if you believe in the multiverse, somewhere Brett Phillips is going to be starting in the outfield for the Milwaukee Brewers this year, but not now.
So that's the biggest thing. It's like, what does he really matter at this point? He still doesn't have a job.
Like, four guys have to get hurt until Brett Phillips gets a crack at anything,
yeah.
Right?
So yeah, but I think Brett Phillips is a solid fourth outfielder. I don't really think he's an everyday player.
But isn't Keon Broxton really their fourth outfielder? Oh, you mean like in real life?
In real life. Yeah, I think he's a tremendous defender and stuff. And he has good attributes, left-hander off the bench and stuff like that. But I don't think he's...
His ceiling's like a old Pedroia, 15-15.
That's pretty good ceiling. Dustin Pedroia.
Not these days.
Talk about a dependable... Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant like vintage Pedroia. You mean like 37-year-old Pedroia.
Yeah, but still 15. Yeah. 15 would be nice. I mean, 15...
Yeah, the 15... The second 15 is nice, but the first 15 doesn't matter anymore these days.
Props to Tops for the back of the card describe the Brett Phillips roast internet fave for that laugh video that went viral. That's great. Here's a go. Oh, these are, you know what? I'm not just saying this is a fun pack of guys to talk about. Dylan Bundy. Let me bring you into some of Dylan Bundy and me, Jakey. I had him on some dynasty teams, and it's one of those things where you can keep 10 players every year, no matter. You keep 10 players and 10 minor leaguers. And Dylan Bundy is on the cusp. It's 24 teams. It's a score sheet league. And I'm sitting there with Dylan Bundy, and I keep deleting him and putting him back in, deleting him and putting him back in. I've got a good team. Dylan Bundy last year, 1.29 whip, 4.24 ERA in 169 and two-thirds innings. But that's, first of all, that's a lot of innings. And secondly, he faded pretty hard at the end, I think, when his arm got fatigued. Am I right or wrong, Jake?
Next time you delete, just leave it. Just delete him. You know, I don't want anybody from there. We talked about him the other day with Corey. I don't want anybody from their Orioles rotation. Bundy, the rest of them, and he's at the top of it, is, you know, 4 ERA, a whip that doesn't help you. I would actually expect it to potentially go up. The strikeouts are less than one per inning, and you know, hey, it's your name, it's your namesake, the Sob. He doesn't have a very good one. There's not a lot here that I see where I know there was a high ceiling before, but now it's been 2 years and we haven't seen it.
Yeah, but he was hurt, and Matt,
I'm gonna go the opposite way.
All right, that's what we're looking for. Debate.
Bundy. I like Bundy. Look, you don't think you have to pay an exorbitant price for him. I think there's a lot to like here. The ballpark is always going to be concerning, but I think him and...
I like power hitters facing him.
Him and Gausman both made improvements in that second half. And if you want to break it down, his slider was unhittable. The swing and miss that he got on that. Yes, you know, being a fly ball pitcher in Coors East is terrifying, but he did improve as the season went. And he was one of the best pitchers at once upon a time in the minor leagues, touted as. I think he's made improvements, and I think he will continue to make improvements as it goes on. Throwing the slider more, he's got a changeup, and as that, you know, he's not just relying on a fastball anymore. And they're letting him, you know, they're not taking pitches away from him that he can't throw. So I'm going to go the other way. I think for his price, he has a chance to make a tremendous profit this year if he hits.
Jake, I know you're very stubborn, which is why you're not on the TV behind us here for the video show. But could you at all be convinced, just even a little bit, that maybe Dylan Bundy, you could explain away the K per nine because they're trying to conserve his arm because he'd never pitched so many innings before in his major league career, and that if you take away this fatigue factor next year, now that he's crossed the 160 innings threshold, this year he goes to 210, and he's the pitcher that we all kind of expected Dylan Bundy to maybe be. Give me that much, JK.
I'm not buying it. I understand the appeal of him, but I don't think he's going to be anything better than maybe an SP3. I think SP3 is his ceiling for a fantasy team. And honestly, I made the joke while Matt was talking. He's like, well, no, Matt also said that I like this, I like that. And I made the joke in the middle of what he was saying that I like my power hitters going against him. He gives up way too many home runs, man. And it's the fact that, like, it's not just where he plays in Camden Yards. He just gives up too many home runs, period.
All right, Dylan Bundy, 15-team mixed.
Well, just hold on a second.
You're the host of the show now, Matt.
In the second half. We're talking about strikeouts.
I know. Keep going. This is good. I like this. Yeah.
He's basically put up a 27% strikeout. The walk percentage is basically around 6%. I mean,
what's his home run to fly ball? I see you looking at Fangraphs. What's his
home run to fly ball? That I'm going to slide down in the second. I have it broken up into first half, second half here. The first half was 12.3. The second half was basically 10%.
Went down.
And that's, I mean.
That's interesting.
That's kind of like league average around there. Maybe just under now.
Well, it kills my argument that he was fatigued.
No. I think if you look at. If you look at how he finished the season, it was better than most people think. Look at the innings he pitched. It wasn't, you know, I don't know. I'm not saying he is going to be a stud. I think at his price, he's somebody that you draft, and he can turn a nice profit. If this kid hits, I like the stuff I'm seeing. Is he a guarantee somebody? No. But as we say, these are upside arms that you're hoping to hit on. And that's the philosophy I have.
Let's talk about his price. You said, well, I tried to say price before you cut me off. Dylan Bundy, $5. This is 15-team mixed league auction. $5 on Dylan Bundy. Jakey?
Yeah, that's fair. That probably goes 6.
1 minute. 7.
I think I would go as high as 9 to Dylan Bundy. On the hope. Like, I, you know, even 7, you're taking a risk. 9, you're taking a big risk, but you're guaranteeing you have him. And if the good Dylan Bundy shows up.
Yeah, in single digits, I'm interested. If I needed it, I go 9. I'd rather do like a 7 range. I'm seeing here his average auction value right now over 7 auctions is $8.
What if your staff is Tanaka and let's say Zach Godley? Is Dylan Bundy more or less attractive in that scenario for you?
He's a little less attractive in that scenario because he got, you know.
Less, for sure.
Yeah, you don't have the.
Right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've still got a lot of this pack left to go, including what looks like 1983 Topps reprint of Craig Kimbrell. Stay tuned. More baseball coming your way. We'll be right back after this.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Welcome back, everybody. Jake Seeley, the All-In Kid. Follow him at All-In Kid on Twitter. I just think his middle name was Alan, but it was All-In Kid. Matt Medica at CTM Baseball. It's normal for you to have that Twitter handle now. It's no longer football season. People are like, well,
that's what everybody knows me about. I think I proved myself in football anyway, so I'm not worried.
That's up for debate a little bit, I think. So we're going to take a break. We're opening up packs of Topps 2018. We're opening up pack of 2018 Series 1 baseball from Topps. But I just got an email alert that we are up in the 39th round of our Draft Champions League with Chris Vaccaro. And I hope he's listening right now because this drives him crazy. Jake, the deal was, and let me know if you think, rate this on a scale of 1 to 10 on a smart way to run a team. Chris Vaccaro does the first 30 rounds. I do the last 20. And once in a while, if we really want someone, you know, we'll be like, hey, can we please get this guy? And we'll say, yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah, I think that's fine, especially for the strength of what you guys bring.
Yeah, last year we did every other round, and he's like, no, we can't get that guy. Why are you picking this guy? For those of you who don't know, Chris Vaccaro is our friend.
I would have loved to have been watching that board.
Oh, it's great. High-stakes Hall of Famer, owner of the Greenwich Street Tavern, downtown New York City, which is delicious wings.
Home of the best burger in Manhattan, the brunch burger.
Yo, their pulled pork hollandaise Benedict. Something like the pulled pork Benedict, whatever it is.
Pulled pork Benedict.
It's the greatest thing I've ever had in my life. I can't convince my wife to go into downtown New York on the weekend, though. Like, let's go, brunch. She's like, no. So, anyway, the point is, so we name our teams after all his bartenders at the bar. Well, I name the teams after all the bartenders at the bar.
So, Donatello?
Well, last year we had Team Donatello. We had Team Alma. This year I named the team initially Team Guy Bartender on Thursday nights, because I don't know his name. I just know he has a guy bartender there on Thursday nights. And he changed it to something, so I changed it back to Team Donatello Alma, the combination of Donatella and Alma. Jake's probably going to end up marrying one of the two. I feel like that's how it's going to play out when Jake comes in for Tower Wars. Right, Jakey?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. All right, so here's where we're at. I'll give you the cue. Vaccaro's just said we need pitching, which I don't think we need because he's loaded it with basically the entire Mets staff, as he does every year. My cue right now is Danny Espinosa, who I really think could make a nice little impact for the Yankees this year and hit some home runs. And you're talking about draft champions, so you can move guys in and out. You know, you have this roster the entire year.
How many pitchers do you have currently? That's my thing.
I didn't count. We have a bunch.
You need to have like at least 18, more like 20 pitchers you want to have.
Right now we're at 15.
Okay, you got 11 rounds. I mean, you're not going to be getting really good arms, but yeah.
Yeah. I can give everybody my staff here. Jake, Jake, do you play a lot of draft champions?
No, I actually don't.
You know, we should explain to people who are listening and unfamiliar with the draft champions.
I mean, I know what it is, but yeah.
Well, not for you. I was saying for the people who are listening.
Yeah, screw them.
Come on, this is we're carrying out WABC. People are driving around, walking around, not know what draft champions are. It's an NFBC game where you have 50 rounds of a draft for baseball, and that's it. No free agent pickups, no trades. You can move guys in and out of your lineup throughout the season. But this is it, man. Like, you got to be thinking like July. That's when we got Matt Adams on our team, because I'm thinking like July, August. Matt Adams could be banging out home runs in place of an injured Zimmerman.
Yeah, it's a draft and hold. So you know that's the so who
so, we, so we, got our, we got our nine pitchers, whatever, and on the bench we have Matt Harvey, Zach Wheeler, Brandon Finnegan, Carson Fulmer, and Nate Eovaldi. Nate Eovaldi was my 38th round pick, Nando special. No, you like that one, Jakey Janky.
You love Nate Eovaldi.
I think he could be
in the 38th round. That's
like, in the bullpen, that's like your kind of guy. Excellent.
I think he's going to be the fifth starter by June. But
I think his game has evolved to where baseball's going, you get that one or two winning guy.
All right, well, so if he ends up being the closer, I'll be happy with that. I don't think he will be. But
I'm not saying closer, yeah. But...
Anyway, so here's the cue that I got set up right now. Danny Espinosa, who I like. Jose Iglesias is still out there. We don't need another shortstop, but it's the starting shortstop for the Detroit Tigers. I don't understand why he's still sitting there in the 39th round. Like, I know he doesn't bring any exciting statistics or anything, Jake, but isn't Jose Iglesias, shouldn't he be in different company than Danny Espinosa and Miguel Castro right now?
Slightly.
Dude hits 300. Hit 300.
Round?
You can.
38th. Round? I'm sorry, we're in the 39th round of 15-team draft.
Yeah, that's
nice. Luis Urias,
a few rounds before that.
If Luis Urias was out there, I'd go with him.
I don't think he is. Julio Urias is.
Yeah, I'm sure Julio's there. Is anybody like Mitch Keller? Forrest Whitley, I'm assuming, is long gone.
I'm not going to search for these players because you're shouting them out now.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. So I got Miguel Castro, who I think I'm going to take is Jesse Hahn. Amir Garrett's out there. Eddie Butler I like, but I don't know. And then Vaccaro keeps sneaking these guys in. He thinks he's... We might not even be on the clock anymore because he snuck in Hunter Pence like 10 rounds ago. He's sneaking, Max Fried, Dylan Peters. He's probably getting,
I would take Max Fried.
What has Max Fried done?
He looked pretty damn good.
Why does everyone like Max Fried so much?
He's probably getting an opportunity at some point to be in that rotation. He looked damn good at the Arizona Fall League. So, you know, you got a guy that can get you swing and miss. And in a draft champions format, you know, if he's up.
Is he swing and miss? He's 8.7 K per nine career in the minor leagues.
Well, he's coming off of the, what do you call? He came off of the Tommy John that he had and all that. He looked, I'm telling you, I saw him at Arizona Fall. He was striking everybody out. I did miss that first inning. That was his one bad performance. But he's a guy that I would, consider.
Actually, he's not in our queue anymore. I don't know if Vaquero's listening and panicking, so don't make fun of more stuff, or if he just got taken. Jake, how are you on Max Fried?
Don't know enough about him yet.
Yeah, well, this is the 39th round, too. You've got to factor in.
Fine. I'd rather have Dylan Peters than Max Fried. Dylan Peters, I think, has better ratios. Max Fried maybe has the counting stats.
Dylan Peters
this
have
is
like
why
a,
I don't play in draft
Does Dylan Peters have like a 5 or 6 K9? I don't
no,
know.
No, I think he's, well, in the minor league, 7.6. Anyway, pay attention, everyone listening, because these are players you're going to be hearing about. Seriously, in June, you'd be like, oh, I remember when I heard about Max Fried. Fine, you know what? I'll do it. For you and Vaquero, I'll take Max Fried. Jake, are you okay with that?
Sure.
Jakey. Welcome
hey,
to the team.
Blame me when it goes wrong.
This is the specter of Chris Vaquero hanging over this show. By the way, check out if you're listening on WABC, check out Granite Street Tavern. All right, let's continue with our pack. Here's another interesting player, Jake. Clint Frazier, New York Yankees would-be outfielder. I think the second they got Giancarlo Stanton, that squashed any hope of Clint Frazier doing anything.
Yeah, Clint Frazier's probably going to be on a new team at the trade deadline, if not sooner.
Is he the Brett Phillips of the New York Yankees, Matt?
No, he's got a
well,
higher...
better than that.
Well, I'm just saying he's in that position where they just loaded all these outfielders in front of him, and now he can't. He doesn't have a shot.
Like Jake said, he's a better talent than Brett Phillips, I believe. But he's going to get traded for a piece they need at some point in the season. They just have such a glutton of outfielders.
Here's a great one. Here's a name I think.
Like,
oh, go
if
ahead,
he
Jake.
Played for a full season, you could probably get 2015 out of him, but it's going to come with a mediocre average at best.
Here's a good one. Yoan Moncada. That's man, good. did he turn it on last year at the end?
I don't know. He's a guy that I think he's going like 10th round in a 15 teamer, maybe 9th round.
I think he's going to return third round. I think next year we're going to look at Moncada being like, is he a second rounder or is he a first rounder?
I don't think the average is ever going to be there for that. Like, I think I'm excited about him for this year. I think he's going to be a 2020 guy. So, I mean, that's just very rare to find. And what, how many did you say, Matt, had 2029 guys?
9 guys last year.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's very rare. That's terrific value right there. And then you talk about probably 170 combined runs in RBI. So you're getting 4 categories, but I don't know that he ever hits over 240, maybe 250.
Auction price?
I'm kind of okay with that.
His average auction price over 7 auctions is $11.
That's for me, I would be $17 on you, Emma, to make sure I got him on my team.
Oh, this isn't AL only. This is mixed.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. I'm just playing.
Thanks. Jakey, let me...
I knew what Matt was saying.
I agree. Like, I think he's got the power. I think he's got the speed. I think he's still young. I think we could... How old is he?
He's got to be, what, 22?
He's born in 1995.
So he's, what, 25?
He's going to be 23 in May.
95?
Yeah.
Yeah, 23.
Sorry. This is the numbers guy, everybody.
So, got that one wrong.
This is why Nando's either like first or last, because he gets his guys and he just overpays for his guys because he wants his guys. And if they hit, he's terrific. If not, he's screwed.
You know, Lorne Michaels, who has a show on this network, said it best in one of his columns, the bed goes up, bed goes down column. It was a good one. I think he wrote about weed because he lives in California. It's legal. I think he has colitis. It was a great column, but he's like, somewhere in there, he was giving fantasy advice and he's like, that's the guy I want, so I went and got him. It just seems like maybe I reached a little bit, but that's the guy I wanted. I think you're going to see 270 from Moncada.
I don't have a problem with the theory that's the guy you want, you got him. You just can't do it with everybody. I mean, there's got to be... I mean, you got to have a valid reason why you think he's going to reach that percentile. Like, everybody's got outcomes, various different outcomes that they can do for the most part. And, you know, how confident are you that he's going to get 80 percentile? You know what I'm saying?
Fairly. More confident than Jake.
Oh, you know, look, there's a lot to like about him. Even if he bats 250 and goes 20-20, I'm all in.
All in? Like third round next year? No? All right, Jake, Craig Kimbrel, when does he break? Is it coming this year?
No, he's still, what is he, 29? He's not breaking yet. I don't know why people aren't higher on him. If it's me... He might even be the first closer off the board for me. I don't understand. Like, what do you not like? To go back to the Saab from before, to the, you named it, strikeout percentage minus walk percentage, which I've used for years by now. Elite closer Saab is 30. He's over 40. He has 40 to 45% the last 2 years. And I know he slowed a little bit towards the end of last year, but he slowed a little bit to still 40% strikeout minus walk percentage. He's back to being the guy that you wanted in one of those three stretch years with the Braves. I don't think you can play scared. That one, a closer of his caliber.
He's a 40. His ADP is 44, so... You know, if you want a closer, he is going seven spots behind Kelly Jansen. But
would you?
They usually go.
I like him more than Jansen.
I'll take Jansen in L.A. and Chavez Ravine, the National League. I don't have a problem if you want to go. I think Jansen's the tier up. I feel more safer at least.
I just go back to a couple of years. Maybe it was like 4 years ago at this point in spring training when Kimbrel was like sidelined with the Padres with some kind of elbow issue. For whatever reason, it sticks in my crawl. Anyway. We're calling it on this pack. We're going to open up another one when we come back from commercial. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
Welcome back, everybody. It's FSTOT with Jakey, the all-in kid Sealy. Matt Medica. Refuse to respect your fake nickname. I don't like it. I knew you before you were Wall Street. Here's Matt M.O.
It was better than the other option.
I guess you're right. Guy who doesn't pay for steak. But that goes to Chris Vaccaro. Just kidding. We're just needling our friend Chris because we know he's possibly listening. Although if he doesn't say anything about this for the next few days, then I guess we got to question our friendship.
That was a very good meal, though.
That was a great meal. Well, he almost pulled out. Here's the best part. All right, so we're just going to just... Matty and I and Chris went out to dinner to celebrate the end of the season a couple nights ago. And Matt picks his steakhouse that he mentions twice, in the, 4 days apart. And so Chris keeps going, so where are we going? Where are we going? And finally, Chris, who's a bully, picks the place. It's like down the street from his bar.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, in fairness, the steak place is up the block from me.
Yeah, so. I was just cool. I'm like, I'll go wherever. Just happy to be with you guys, you know? So we go to the first place, and Vaccaro didn't make a reservation. We go in, it's like it'll be a 3 hour wait. Okay. Yeah.
He kind of missed that it was restaurant week.
So we go to the next place. We go to Wolfgang's, which is great anyway. Mm-hmm. And he's obsessed with his steak sauce.
Yeah, he was.
No, he's like, you got to try the steak sauce, guys.
He was dipping it in bread. He was he was enjoying it.
Jake, when you owned the deli, did you have all-in steak sauce or anything? All-in sauce? Special sauce on any of the sandwiches?
Not like a super secret special sauce or anything like that. No, I have pub sauce, which everybody loved.
What was it?
It's a pub sauce. It's hard. It's basically like a creamy horseradish.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Creamy horseradish is very good.
Did you make it yourself? Did you mix a bunch of things together every morning?
No.
No, sorry. Did you just buy it in a jug?
Pretty much.
Sealy sauce. That would have been a nice name for something. It would help people pronounce his name correctly, too, I think.
Secret Sealy sauce.
Secret Sealy sauce. Jake, we're reopening the deli.
Go ahead.
All right. Let's open up another pack. We're opening up. Thanks again to Tops.
It's Jake's turn to open the pack.
Oh, yeah, Jake, you open the pack.
I actually have a pack of cards over here from that, if you remember.
Wait, that sounds very vague and sounds like I drunkenly did. No, Jake.
No, it's just a pack you gave me.
Oh, well, you're welcome. It was probably one of the free packs we got from Tops.
Yeah, it's actually Tops. I mean, it is. It's Amir Garrett, if you want to talk about Amir Garrett.
I feel like Jake's taking over the show.
Amir Garrett. I'm seeing if there's anything else in there. DJ LeMahieu, Colin McHugh, Jock Peterson. There you go. Is he ever going to be anything? There's a question for you, Tony.
Every year
Tony.
I get. Tony. Oh, jeez. Wow.
It's Tony.
He called you Tony. Or he called me Tony.
You Tony.
Oh, well, everyone knows Jake doesn't like Italians. Yeah, he mixes us all up. Yeah. So he probably called both of us Tony. Hey, Tony and Tony.
Anthony.
What do you think of Jock Peterson? To answer the question, I think I'm off. Finally, after like 3 years, I think I'm off Jock Peterson this year.
Actually, it's Jock and Puig back to back.
Puig, I'm still on. Puig, I think his... Matt, what do you think of this postseason run that Puig went on? Do you think that helped his confidence, turned him up a little bit, and now it's like, all right, this is the Puig we've all been waiting for?
It can go either way.
You got all that crazy agent stuff out of... like.
Yeah, he's just... he's got the talent. He's just a little psycho. And right. maybe in certain terms, that's good for him. In other terms, it's not. So I wouldn't be out. I think where he goes, I think he's going around the range of, say, like a Cespedes, Braun, Puig. So
yeah, I think I would take Puig in that group.
I've been taking Braun, actually, or a Cespedes. I think Braun's got one last year in him.
Jake, does Braun at all entice you because of the possibility he might get first base and possibly in some crazy scenarios, second base eligibility?
No, not at all, because the possibilities is the fact that he's not playing 150 games. So, no.
There's a restaurant in Syracuse called Postabilities.
Right?
It's pretty clever. Yeah. They're famous for their hot sauce.
Can you make your own pasta? The possibility of just making your own dish?
I don't think so. I've never tried.
Really think well, I don't mean like going behind the kitchen. Pasta.
What?
I never really thought of hot sauce with pasta.
No, it's like the table dipping sauce. It's like they give you like the cup of the sauce you dip your
crushed
bread in.
Crushed red peppers with like some sauce on top.
I don't know what's in there. It's like tomatoes and so there's definitely some olive oil. Yeah. Anyway, let's continue on to this pack. This is a good pack too. And we're basically out of time. So we're going to have some fun the rest of the afternoon down in the control room. Intern Matt. We're going to see if we can get one of the autograph or relic cards that's in this box. Ulieski Gurriel. Matty Mo.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do like him for where he goes and for what he is. If you need a corner guy, if you punted first base.
299, 18 home runs in his first full season in the major leagues.
Yeah, he was one of the best hitters in Cuba. I mean, he's older now.
Yes.
What is he, like 33?
He's got that brother, Luertes, who's in the Blue Jays system.
Yeah,
he's
on a couple of dynasty good he is, teams. Though. I don't know how good he is.
I've heard that he's better than Yuli.
Kind of heard the opposite.
Really? So I guess sorry, Jake's getting bored. Look at him. I'm putting Jake on the TV. You two talk.
No, I'm listening. I can't relax for a minute. This is why I don't like to be on the TV. I don't want to sit up straight the entire damn time.
Gurriel is going to hit for the average. I would say, you know, that 280, 300. And the same thing, you know, 18, 20 home run kind of guy. He's on a good team. He should get some counting stats. He's just older. I mean, maybe he should watch what he says going forward, and hopefully he learned a lesson last year or whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what year he's born in, but that turned into a disaster last time. 1984.
So
he's 33.
That's 16 and 17, yeah. So it's 33. Oh,
yeah. Jake, Kendrys Morales is the next guy here. What is that? Yeah. Oh, shit, look at him. If you're just listening on the radio, Jake is holding a piece of paper up to his camera because he doesn't want to be on screen, even though he groomed himself for being on screen today.
I don't want to confirm that.
Kendrys Morales. Jake had a nice bounce back.
That's fine. Whatever.
What?
I said I don't get to talk about Gurriel.
No, go ahead. You didn't seem jazzed about it. You were hunched over with your chin in your fingers.
I was relaxing for a few minutes since I've been sitting up straight in this damn chair, like I said. But whatever. We can talk about Morales. I could care less.
No, forget about Morales. He sucks. Let's talk about Gurriel. Go ahead, Jake. What have you heard about Luertes Gurriel?
I haven't heard anything about his brother, but the fact is, regular Gurriel, I talk about him, Ulieski. The fact is, I think he's a great one if you're waiting on first base and you happen to miss a run or anything like that. I actually just took him on our Roto Experts mock draft, and I thought he was going way too late for where I got him. I think he's a great option, honestly.
He's tapped out from third base eligibility this year, right?
Yeah, he's just first base.
I checked this in like 14 games there. Like a right one under.
Close to 300 average. He doesn't strike out a lot. 20-25 home runs. I don't know why people don't like him more than they do.
Is it fair to say that he's kind of like Kendrys Morales? I mean, you could have described
Morales.
Morales
had more
too.
Power, I would think.
Yeah, Morales would probably get you another 5-10 home runs in his best season.
Let's see, Mookie Betts, boring. Here's a guy who's going to be on every single one of Nando's teams this year, except for the National League only.
I love that Mookie Betts boring.
Well, I mean, what are you going to say about Mookie Betts? Take him in the first round. Durr.
What, like Jake Smolinski or something?
Trey Mancini. He's even got old school Topps rookie cup in here.
Yeah, no, he's got first outfield eligibility. You like the dual eligibility there.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be kind of like what he was last year. I mean, I don't know if he's going to bat over 300, but I think, you know, 280-ish, 20 or so home runs. You know.
Yeah, he's Gurriel.
Yeah.
No, he's better than Mancini had 24 home runs last year. And he had 293.
I don't think he's going to hit 20 more 25. I think he's slightly better than Gurriel. And the real appeal is what Matt said. You get the first and outfield eligibility.
Matt, do you believe in war? You seem like the kind of guy who believes in war.
I'll look at it.
Right? nothing because they have Dylan Bundy as a 2.7 and Trey Mancini as a 1.8.
I mean, I look at WAR. I think maybe it's better for, like, you want to try and figure out a salary. I think that's where it kind of works.
All right. So useless for us here on the show.
But for me, it's a gauge, maybe a starting point. I'm not one of these, like, all-in on WAR believers and, you know, the same. Some people.
To them, I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say. I'd rather talk about Loba and Runs Created Plus.
Yeah. There's other things I like better. Yeah. I'm very into the save metric stuff. The WAR is not my favorite aspect.
Skipping the rest of this pack. There aren't a lot of Nando players in there. Jake, Trey Mancini, 15-team mixed roto. He's at $3.
Oh, keep going.
Okay, I'm just like, making sure we're on the same.
Put a one in front of that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so we're cool. Everyone's paying more for Trey Mancini than for Dylan Bundy. I know it's not apples to apples, but...
No, absolutely.
I'll take your silence as yeses.
I said this before. This the way I won, and I know I told Matt earlier this week.
No, here we go. Jake's talking about how he won labor. Go ahead. Here we go.
It is. No, I said there's different ways to win your leagues. You don't have to do the same thing. And obviously, if you're playing in a draft championship champion, you can't do what I did. But I have always gone with if you can control hitting, which is a lot easier to predict and a lot easier to control, and then find the right pieces and pitching, that's what you do. And the reason I won labor is because I had 15, 15, 14, 15, and 13 in hitting. I'm going to spend more, a lot more in hitting.
Let me tell everyone a little story about Jake and labor last year. Early on in the season, Jake was attacked, not physically, by another radio host. And it was pretty nasty. Like, it was a little over the top for, you know, like if you know Jake and you know his sarcasm, he puts the smiley faces after everything and the ha ha. You know, he's jokey a lot of times, you know, just jokey Jakey. That's what we call him around here. So, got destroyed, and classy Jake was like, you know what? We're not going to fire anything back. We're just going to put a little reminder that I'm number one baseball ranker for the last couple of years. Maybe we'll tweet that out. And then Jake crushed him in that league. It was a trade in that league that there was some dispute about the players involved. And, you know, like Jake's like, I can't be on top of every 700 baseball players, blah, blah, blah. Because I think, Jake, someone got demoted, right?
It was the, what's-his-face, the second baseman for the Padres got demoted the night before.
Oh, the power hitter who's with the Rays right now.
Shrimp.
Yeah.
Shrimp.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Shrimp.
And so, you know, and dude, and then Jake crushes him in the labor league. That was like a determined Jake to win this league.
I would have whooped his ass on the radio and online, though.
You would have flown to San Francisco.
I might have.
And you would have brought like three of us with you and bought us all a steak dinner. And Vaccaro wouldn't have paid.
Oh, we would have ate a steak dinner after we whooped his ass.
Well, I'll get the tip. I'll get the tip.
Vaccaro got the tip. He got the tip.
We're picking on him. It's not fair.
You're putting him out there on an island.
He's like the most generous guy in the entire universe. That's why it's funny to make fun of him for this.
Trey Mancini, what do you think his average auction price is?
I would say, because people hate him, I would say $9.
8.4, very close.
Booyakasha! We're going to come back. We got to finish up the show. Maybe we'll talk about Ivan Nova. Maybe we'll talk about Jake's sense of revenge. Stay tuned.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
I wish we had 2 hours.
We don't.
You can stick around next hour.
Is Justin Smoke an Ando guy?
He was. And then actually, Tony and I were doing a show where we looked up Justin Smoke's home run to fly ball ratio. And we pulled, like, when he went to Toronto, and we looked at how many balls went out here and there. We kind of multiplied it by a coefficient we came up with. We're doing it all live on air to try and figure out how many home runs Justin Smoke is going to hit. And he went from like 23 to 35, and we were all excited. And that was the year before last. And it didn't happen. So last year, I'm like, whatever.
What about this year?
I think his price is too high. What's his average auction price right now? I would say it's $16, Jake. Jake, pay attention to us.
Too much.
I don't know. Hold on.
Matt, Nano's the guy in high school that like bought the T-shirt or the album before everybody else, and then as soon as it becomes popular, he throws it away.
That's not true.
His average draft position is 152.
I would
is that
donate
too high
it.
For you?
Maybe because he's a first baseman and they're...
I think he's going to hit over 30 home runs again. I think the profile is real. He hits the fly balls. He hits the ball hard. He's in, you know, Toronto. He's in the American League East.
All right, so bring us back to where is he versus Gurriel? Is he higher or lower than Gurriel? Yeah, higher or lower? I mean, earlier or later than Gurriel?
He goes...
Gurriel.
You wonder who goes right before him? Trey Mancini.
No. Wow, really?
It's Greg Bird goes 150. Trey Mancini's 151. Smoke's 152. Gurriel is...
See, this bothers... Like, I thought I had my Gurriel's fingers on the pulse.
What ADP do you think USD is?
Well, since I saw you scroll down, I'm going to say about 171.
Jake, you want to take a guess?
For which one?
Jake's not paying attention.
No, there's like Mancini.
He's looking at his baseball cards.
No, Uesky Gurriel. What's his average draft position?
ADP?
This
194.
This is over the last 2 weeks. Jake was close to 11.
Wow. See, that's why you can't like Justin Smoke, right?
I mean, Justin Bour is tumbling down. And Justin Bour, I think, is going to get traded at some point anyway. Justin Bour is... I'm not saying he's a 280, 290 hitter, but that boy's got power.
You know, so, yeah, he does. And people are going to look at that, and because he's a Marlin and because no one's paying attention to Justin Bour, they're not going to know he was hurt last year, and that took out a lot of his stats if you look at just last year's stats. But Mancini, I would think of more of an outfielder than a first baseman. With that outfield eligibility, I think that's the way you got to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying if you're just comparing like him to the guys around him we were just talking about, this pack was good. We're not going to get to it. Ivan Nova, great flash point. Javier Baez. That's about it.
What about Joey Gallo?
Joey Gallo. Sorry, what, Jakey? I want to open one more just because I'm...
You said it's a great pack, and you're like, oh, that's it.
Well, I mean, it's got Giancarlo. It's got people we can't talk about on a fantasy sports show. Like, what are you going to say about Giancarlo Stanton or Max Scherzer or George Springer?
I'm still upset that I missed a $5 Joey Gallo last night by three picks.
Keep the card. Carry
I really
it with
wanted
you.
Him on my team.
If you were following what Lord Michaels said, if you like a guy, just go get him, then you would have had him on your team.
No, it's a draft.
So you'd have picked him up a couple of rounds earlier. If you believe in Joey Gallo, go get him. You won't have these angry feelings.
But I almost drafted him, but I needed that pitcher. I went with Garrett Cole. I took a $68 Garrett Cole over a $5. I thought I had the chance of him coming back.
I understand. I understand. That's not how I roll. If I see a guy I want, I go get him. Yay me. Jake, I know we don't have any time here. Walker Buehler just showed up in the pack.
Ah.
He's worth a show by himself talking about Walker Buehler and what he could do for the Dodgers.
Is he Ferris Bueller's brother?
Let's just stay silent with that. With that one. Maybe the other host was right about you, Jake.
Again?
Let that one simmer.
Anyway, we got to go. I want to say thanks to everyone working on production downstairs, upstairs. Jakey. Jakey coming back. If you're listening on radio, Jakey will be back for On Target later today. 2 o'clock today. Or is he saying peace?
I think he's staying for Roto Expert.
Oh, that's right. Jake's on there. Yeah, Jake's on Roto Experts. Making a podcast, Roto Experts podcast. Check it out. Download it. Love it.
10 minutes.
Go to DKMS.org. Be a good person. See if you can be a blood donor. For the rest of everyone else, toodaloo. We'll see you soon. Thank you for joining us.